Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, 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 everyone. I see you tweeting. I see you posting. Lots and lots of listeners today because, of course, it is that time of the month with our very special guest, Debbie Snelling, that we have with us today. But before we get to Debbie, I would like to announce that today's show, this Wednesday, 1/15/2014, yes, we're already halfway through the month, is sponsored by Audible.com. Audibletrial.com/FieldGrowEnjoy, FieldGrowEnjoy, audibletrial.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You're all on the go. 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles. Happy birthday, MLK. Today is his birthday, and I see a lot of people honoring that today through the social media world. So we definitely have to say here over at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, happy birthday, Dr. King. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com, at Kalithia. You can follow me on Twitter. And remember, everyone, all of our shows are archived for playback anytime, whenever, wherever you would like. I mean, you can go back through all our archives and great shows that we have and listen to it at your convenience. So with this being the new year, you know that what that means. It's tax season, and back with us just in time for all of your tax and financial tips that put you on the path of financial success is our favorite, one and only tax advisor, Miss Debbie Snelling, with the Snelling Report to discuss with all of us today tax changes for 2014. And give a checklist, how to ensure financial success for your business, and getting paid on time, but so, so much more. Welcome back, Debbie.
You know, it's my favorite time of the month. Me and Kalithia, building, growing, and enjoying.
That's right. Well, I just want to say, and I know we were trying to have this discussion before we got on air, we got a chance to see your 11 Alive video, which is posted up on BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com for those that would like to watch it. It's on the front page. Awesome, awesome tips and information you shared on Atlanta & Company, and you look fabulous, honey.
My mother-in-law was very happy.
All right, Debbie, let's get right into it. January tips, what do you have to share with us? I know it's a lot of information.
Well, 2013's not done, but it's already time to start talking about 2014 and start doing 2014 planning. So we're looking at some of the changes that are different between 2013 and 2014. Now, 2014 tax season is really the 2013 tax year. And that's because you file your 2013 taxes in 2014. And everybody has heard, it's been all over the news, that the first date that individual tax returns can be filed is January 31st. And they blame that on the government shutdown, the government shutdown for 16 days, and they delayed tax filing season by 10 days. You know, I tend to call hooey on the government a lot, but they did have to do some reprogramming. It's not as miserable as it was last year. Corporate and partnership returns can be filed now. Business returns can be filed immediately, but individual returns can be prepared now, but we can't hit the button to send them to the IRS until January 31st. So it doesn't mean you can't plan now. It doesn't mean you can't prepare now. It doesn't mean you can't adjust now. We just can't hit the button until January 31st. So remember, the due date for your individual tax return is April 15th. Even though they push back when you can start filing, they squeeze the tax season a little bit shorter. So you still have to file by April 15th unless you file for an extension. We've already had two clients call us today. They know they're not going to be ready by April 15th. Please go ahead and send them now. So on January 31st, we'll be filing at least two extensions. It's all good stuff. So for 2016, there are at least 40 tax provisions that are affected by inflation adjustments. Personal exemption goes up. Alternative minimum tax exemption goes up. The foreign earned income exclusion goes up. Retirement contribution limits go up. The tax rate structure stays the same, but the income levels go up. So let's kind of hit on some of them briefly. The alternative minimum tax, which was, I've been blaming it for years on Jimmy Carter. Apparently it was a Richard Nixon thing. The alternative minimum tax is to punish the rich for being successful. And they came up with an alternative tax structure to calculate the tax, to calculate what is a minimum tax, thus the name of it, the alternative minimum tax. And unfortunately, they didn't raise the income limits on it from Nixon's days, so it's now hitting people who are very solidly middle class. And in 2014, you're going to be subject to the alternative, may be subject to the alternative minimum tax if you made $52,800 as an individual or $82,100 for married filing couples. That's for married filing jointly couples. So that's for 2014. In 2013, it was $51,900 and $80,800. So be aware of that. Those are very solidly middle-class numbers, and the minimum tax says, hey, you're not going to be able to deduct most of your itemized deductions except for your first mortgage and the first mortgage on your primary residence only. So it's prohibitive, and you can take a credit for it in future years if you're eligible, but it's just the point is be aware of it. Again, very much hitting the middle class, the kiddie tax. It's a tax on children who have net unearned income in excess of $1,000. So at $1,000, same in 2013 and 2014. So if you're successful and you put some investments in your children's name so that you can do their college planning, whatever it is, and they earn $1,000 or more, you may be subject to the kiddie tax where the parent elects to go ahead and pay tax on that income on their return. So pay attention to it. Another one of the gotchas built into the tax code. Health savings accounts are a great way to minimize your taxes, so pay attention to health savings accounts. You can use those to pay current or future medical expenses of the account owner, his or her spouse, and any qualified dependents. Notice emphasis there that I put on qualified dependents. Medical expenses, if they are reimbursed by insurance, cannot also be reimbursed by the HSA. And if you get them reimbursed through your HSA, they are not also a tax deduction. So one expense, one deduction. If it gets reimbursed, you're not out of pocket, so there's nothing to deduct. In order to participate in an HSA, you have to be in a high deductible health plan, and that means that if you're in a policy that just covers you, your deductible has to be between at least $1,250 or at least $2,500 in family coverage. And you have to have annual out-of-pocket expenses limitations on those as well. There are also medical savings accounts, and I'm trying not to get really over-technical with numbers. Just hit high points. Remember that you can go to our website, snellingreport.com, to see the newsletter. So you can go to tsmartax.com, see our newsletter, get lots of tax guides, lots of information. And also, we have a third website now, NG for North Georgia Tax Solutions.com. And we've got our interview there from 11 Alive. We're running a contest now for the strangest tax deduction. So whoever has the strangest, submits the strangest tax deduction is going to win a free tax return up to $250 in value. Go to ngtaxsolutions.com. That stands for North Georgia Tax Solutions.com. And enter there. And, you know, people have already started submitting some of their entries, and they're interesting, and fights with the IRS that people have won, fights that people have lost. It's just fun reading if you're a tax accountant. Along the line of a health savings account is also a medical savings account. And there are two types, an Archer MSA and a Medicare Advantage MSA. The difference, obviously, is the Medicare one is an Archer MSA for use by Medicare. Same thing, you have to have a high deductible health plan. The deductibles are different for an HSA than they are for an MSA. go to the newsletter at thesnellingreport.com, check it out, see what those limits are. Or, better still, contact us, 770-735-3336, and ask us and schedule appointments with us. It is better. Tax software does not ever do the job, as is true of everything. Doesn't ever do as good a job as what the human mind can do. Medical expenses. CCI, you and I have talked about medical expenses before, and I'm going to bounce back. I had a guy on our Facebook group, which is Tax Tips for Small Business, who said you can save money for your business tax planning. We did some structure changes for a client at the end of the year and saved him over $8,000 in taxes just by taking a look and changing his business structure.
Right.
Yeah, last year we did some restructuring for a client, saved him $14,000. Golly, tax planning.
That's a lot.
Computers can't do that. It's real money. It's real stuff. All right, back to medical expenses. This is what I was saying. We've talked about this before. One of the ways that Obamacare raised money to pay for health care was to change the deductible limits for medical expenses. So since the Reagan era in the mid-80s, if your medical expenses exceeded 7.5% of your adjusted gross income, then you could, if you itemize deductions, you could take that excess above 7.5% of your adjusted gross income as an itemized deduction. Now, however, under Obamacare, as a revenue-raising rule, they've changed that to 10%. One of the little-known exceptions to this, though, is that if you're 65 or older, it still is going to be 7.5% through 2017. I'm sorry, through 2016. And then in 2017, for everybody, it's 10%. And that applies if you turn 65 in 2014, 2015, 2016, 2013. So if you're going to be 65 in that 4 or 5 year window time frame, 4 year window time frame, it's still a 7.5%, but for the rest of it, it's 10%. So to me, this is ironic about Obamacare is that it wants people to be able to get health insurance, but then doesn't let you deduct as much for medical expenses. So a little bit counterintuitive. Long-term care premiums. Don't forget that long-term care premiums are treated the same as any other health care premium. So you are able to deduct that on your taxes if you itemize deductions. However, those are subject to certain limitations. Go to the newsletter. Where's the newsletter? Hey, I'm going to send you to our Facebook group now, Tax Tips for Small Business. Click on it and find your way through. Medicare taxes. We know that there is an additional Medicare tax, or it's been all over the news, we hope you know by now, of 0.9% for anyone who earns above $200,000 or $250,000 if you're married filing jointly. There is also an additional Medicare tax of 3.8% of net investment income. And I think that in prior months we've talked about this, big yucks for a tax accountant. In net investment income tax, NIIT, don't be a nitwit and get caught by the net investment income tax. Plan for it, adjust for it, take losses if you need to take losses, and keep that net investment income tax down to zero instead of 3.8%. Foreign earned income exclusion, and I need to mention this is foreign earned income. This is something that people are always surprised by. You go overseas, you earn income up to $97,000, $97,600 in 2013 and $99,200 in 2014 is not subject to U.S. income tax. That's a lot of money. If you have earned income above that, then you may be eligible for foreign tax credits or deductions of foreign taxes paid. So you need to look at that. Pay attention, to the overall picture. Long-term capital gain. This is a big deal, and I know, Felicia, you and I have talked about this several times. If you are in the 10% or 15% tax bracket and you have a long-term capital gain, that is, you own stock or other capital investments for over 1 year, your capital gains tax on that, if you're in the 10 to 15% tax bracket, is 0%. If you're in the next four middle tax brackets, 25, 28, 33, 35, tax is 15%. And if you're in the highest tax bracket, which is 39%, your long-term capital gains and dividends tax is 20%. So you want to pay attention, especially if you're in mutual funds. Are the capital gains, are the dividends coming out eligible for long-term capital gain treatment? And that's a big deal. I mean, the difference between 10%, 15%, 0%, I mean, that's huge. The difference between being in the 35% tax bracket or paying a 15% capital gain is huge. So pay attention to this. Make sure that you're talking to people who are competent and understand the difference. Pay attention in 2014 and 2013. As your income goes up, your itemized deductions and your personal exemptions may be limited and or phased out. That started in 2012. That, again, was kind of a Reagan-era thing. Went away after 9/11 in order to, you know, try to get America back on track. It continued to be extended. But starting in 2013, your personal exemption phase-outs are coming back. When do they start? They start for individuals who are single at income at or below 254.2, or for married filing joint, $305.50. Oh, I've got to sneeze. Sorry about that. Estate and gift taxes. The limits are $5 million or $5.25 million. 2013, $5.34 million in 2014. What do I mean by that? That's the size that your estate could be without you having to pay taxes on it. If you do have to pay taxes on it, you may be subject to tax at 40%. You heard me, 40%. Failure to plan costs your heirs 40% of what you work hard to earn. There's also a gift tax that you need to be aware of. And Felicia and I are always saying you can give us tax-free money, $14,000 per person to each person, and we will happily accept your donations to $14,000 each. You can reach us through PayPal. Just send in us an email. We'll tell you where to send the money.
I know that's right.
And then we want to move on and we want to cover some tax credits. Tax credits that are available, adoption credit, earned income tax credit, child and dependent care credit, American Opportunity tax credit, lifetime learning credit, a deduction for interest on educational loans. So pay attention to which tax credits you're for. I was having lunch with a friend yesterday who said that she was advised by her tax advisor that she had adopted a baby in 2013, and her tax advisor that she was not eligible to take the adoption credit because it phased out, and all I could do was go, oh, my God, no wonder you had lunch with me during tax season. It got extended. So the adoption credit is a non-refundable credit of up to $13,190 for qualified adoption expenses. Each child. The earned income tax credit is available for low and moderate income workers and working families, and the credit varies by family size, filing status. You can't take it if you're married filing separately, so again, pay attention to that. Child tax credit, $1,000 per child in 2014 and 2013 and 2012. Child and dependent care. Remember that you can deduct up to 35% of $3,000 of expenses in 2014, so $1,050, this is a tax credit. Oh, and after-school programs that allow you to work when your child is out of school qualify. So if you send your child to a summer camp in the summer because you have a job and they need to have some kind of supervised care, that's going to qualify. So this is $1,050 that people leave laying on the table. For higher income earners, this credit gets reduced. It may be reduced down to as to 20% of what you're eligible for, 20% of $3,000. sorry, as opposed to 35% of $3,000. Oh, and if you have two or more children, it doubles. It goes to $6,000, so 35% of $6,000. A lot of money to leave laying on the table. This is why people come to professionals. If you're going back, if you've gotten some education, the American Opportunity Tax Credit and the Lifetime Learning Credit were extended to 2017. So you still got an opportunity if you haven't been able to find a job and you've gone back to school and you meet the other requirements in order to qualify for these credits. The school has to be accredited. It has to lead to a degree. You can get up to $2,500 for the American Opportunity Credit. Part of that's refundable. On the Lifetime Learning Credit, you can get up to $2,000, but that's not refundable, so it just nets against your taxes. Plus, if you had to take out money to get a loan to go back to school, the interest on that is tax deductible. Golly, boom, 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 ideas, ideas, ideas. We're going to kill you with ideas today, and you're never going to remember them all. You need to go to the website, CSRtax.com, click on newsletter, and gosh darn it, subscribe to the newsletter. Get this emailed to you every month so that when you listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, that you can sit down and you can print this out, you can take notes on what we're saying, and you can contact us or tell your tax advisor, why aren't you as good as North Georgia Tax Solutions? I just hit the desk.
Debbie, I'm going to be funny right now, but I think that you're leaving the table also.
You think what?
I said I'm going to be funny right now. You're leaving money on the table, and
you're leaving money on the table. Come to us.
Yeah.
Get some of that money back.
Money
what are you
table.
Talking about?
You're leaving money on the table. I'm going left right now. You're leaving money
all
on
right.
the table because we need to patent that cough of yours. I mean, it's becoming your trademark. The weather always got you. And I'm sure everyone's like, the tax advisor, she gets sick, she's coughing, but she's going through and giving us this advice. It's a signature.
I just spoke to a friend of mine this week who I haven't seen, and he goes, you've been coughing for 2 years. You're right. I need to cough.
I think you can make some money off of that.
Just my patent trademark.
Boy. It's a trademark. Oh boy.
Oh,
now
geez,
Debbie, now that we've went through all of the credits and checklists and from the standard miles and so forth, which they can get more information from the newsletter. Let's go ahead and go right into the insurance financial success here. But, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs at these times, especially after the market crash. People just said, get it, can't find a job, I'm going to do it myself. And there's more than ever now. So let's go ahead and talk about the piece that you have, because taxes is actually a key piece, and especially tax saving is a key piece, to creating financial success and wealth.
And that's the deal. One other credit that I want to mention, because people should do this, is that you're eligible for a retirement savings contribution credit. So fund your retirement plan, save money in 2013, save money in 2014. Boom. On to ensuring financial success for your business. Here's the thing, is that financial statements tell a story. And I had a restaurant that I spoke to, and we sat down and we redid his book for several years. And without knowing his story, I went, who was stealing from you? And he went, what? And I said, who was stealing from you? I'm looking at your numbers. Your numbers are all skewed, and the only way that they're skewed like this is that somebody was stealing from you. And his answer was, my former partner was stealing from me. And it just, you know, it was there. Their financial statements tell a story. And so you want to look at what your cost behavior is, what's appropriate price based on your pricing, on what you're having to spend to buy products in order to get the right price for your product. Sorry about that. There's that patented cough again. And are you doing a budget? I just had a meeting today with a client of mine who she and I act as a board of advisors to one another. And she said, you know, I had her look at my budget, and she goes, you know, I talk to a lot of businesses, and nobody does what you do. Nobody sits down and does the kind of strategic planning where you sit down. She said, what are your goals? And I said, well, my goals are all built into my budget. She said, what do you mean? And I said, well, we wanted to open another tax office, and that's built into the budget. and we wanted to be able to train our staff, and that's built into our budget. And we wanted to be able to increase our advertising, and that's built into our budget. And we wanted to be able to, so everything that we did, we want to get some additional certifications for our staff, and that's built into the budget. So all of our goals, as we went down, she was like, my gosh, I wish I could get people to do what you do. And I said, well, you know, this is why you and I do what we do. We help people. We train people. Khaleesi, this is exactly what you do. We get them to focus on success and strategy instead of focusing on getting just enough money in so that their business is just really a job.
Right.
It's about growing a business. It's about maintaining, building, growing, enjoying, with an emphasis on that enjoy, so that you've got time to be able to make money. So how do you do that? You focus on strategy. What are my fixed costs? What's my rent? What's my insurance? How much are my dues and subs? Do I have equipment leases? How much cash do I need to pay on loans? And gosh darn it, if you're not paying yourself a salary, why don't you go get yourself a JOB? Pay yourself a salary. Build that into your budget, gosh darn it. And make sure you hit it. It's all about driving revenue, but you got to know what your expenses are so that you know what your revenue needs to be. How much do you need to spend on marketing and advertising to get there? What are my variable costs? What are variable costs? Fixed costs are those that are fixed. They don't change with production. They don't change with sales. Variable costs do change with production and sales. The more product I sell, the more product I have to buy or create. So raw materials, hourly wages and commissions, the people who are building the product, the people who are selling the product. If I've got a warehouse, part of my utilities are going to be variable based upon how much I've got, how much my warehouse is being utilized. How much am I having to store in inventory? Do I have to have extra supplies? My shipping costs are going to grow up as I'm selling more products. So really what you look at, and I had this conversation with another client a couple of weeks ago, is you look at fixed costs plus variable costs plus markup, and that's what your price is. So it sounds so simple when you say it that way, and it's so difficult when you start to feed in all the numbers for yourself. But focus on that. Look at strategy. Look at where you want to go and focus your time and your energy and your effort on getting there. Do a budget. Compare your actual expenses and income to what your budget is. Why aren't you hitting your budget numbers? Why are you over your budget numbers? Are your sales through the roof? What worked? What didn't work? If it worked, do it again. If it didn't work, modify it. If it didn't work and it's a good idea, modify it and do it again. But keep doing things. Why do we do the contest that we do for what's your strangest tax deduction? Well, first, you know, as a tax preparer, that's kind of fun stuff to hear what people are doing and what they're up to. But second, as a marketing tool, drives you to our website. It's a pretty low-cost thing to drive you to our website. A lot of SEO marketing can help you do that. So it's not just about what we do, what Khaleesi and I do. What I do is not just about tax planning. It's also about financial planning. It's also about making sure that you have an exit strategy for your business. Because one day, you're going to not want to not work. You're going to want to take a vacation, and you got to put that into all of your strategies so that you're ensure that your staff is trained so that you can take some time off and so that you can enjoy life. Again, heavy emphasis in this segment of enjoy. Build, grow, and enjoy. Enjoy.
Yes. So many people think that we're just supposed to work. Live the work. That is not the way to do it. It's a balance, and it has to be.
It
takes a strategic plan to be successful at it. So, and it's not that hard. You know, and there's so many professionals like yourself, or when I was in the financial world, they would come. And, you know, we can sit down and map that out for you. It's a blueprint. Definitely a blueprint.
There you go. It's exactly that. It's a blueprint. People are often very afraid to do a budget because, you know, they're afraid, you know, it's too complex. That's why we're here to help. And it really is. It's the measure. When you were in college, you got graded by how much you knew. When you're in the business world, your grade is by how much you're accomplishing the strategic goals that you've set for yourself. part of those strategic goals are a budget. Part of those strategic goals are professional growth and education. So you've got to sit down and establish those goals so that you know what you're working towards. So a lot more than I wanted to say about it, but you know how I am, Felicia. Sometimes I get going, sometimes I get passionate, and sometimes I just can't help myself.
And all three of them is okay with me.
So
what we're going to do right now, Debbie, is we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I want to speak on the next tip, how to get paid on time, and then put that with tax bracket deductions and exemptions for 2014. So stay tight. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Ruby Jewel here, and I'm telling you guys about a new show coming out on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. It's the Jewel Wrap-Up, hosted by me, your favorite Jewel Ruby. This is the show where I'll be wrapping up everything going on in LA, from the concerts, to the parties, to the events, to all the madness you can think of. So you gotta keep it locked to BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk, on Thursdays. I'll be wrapping up your entertainment news.
Social media is not as fast and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do you not have time to manage your social media networks? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autosponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more at Social Yours.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia, and you are listening to the only Jay and Rocks the Boss, host of Social Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you are already awesome. Our job is to make you world famous.
This is Natasha Young, and you are listening to The Only Jay and Ross the Boss, hosts of Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
And welcome back, welcome back. Build, Grow, and Enjoy BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio, buildgrownenjoy.com, at Khaleesi on Twitter, and today's guest, Debbie Snelling, at Snelling Report. Today's show is sponsored by audiobook.com. Big, 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 big shout out to Ruby Jewel. Just before I tell you a little more about audiobook.com, she just did, many of you guys know, she's our new host here with on BGE Radio out in Hollywood, in L.A. Ooh, that's serious diva on the go. Make sure you guys check out her show. I think yesterday she was just doing the exclusive for over at the Arsenio Hall show, so we are looking forward for that wrap-up with the Jewel wrap-up each and every week that she is here on air here on BGE Radio. I know we're trying to pull it together, but at least right now we got it once a month because she's so busy. I mean, she's at so many exclusive parties, events, anything you can think of with A-listers. No phones, no shoes, kidding, no clothes. No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, it's sometimes some of the events are so exclusive or gatherings, private, exclusive, that, you know, they don't even want you to walk in with a purse. So, you know, just great information for us to share for. You guys can know a lot of the really inside scoop of what's taking place, the positive things with your favorite celebrities out in L.A. and Hollywood. Like I said, she just did the Arsenio exclusive, so we're looking forward for the Jewel wrap-up on that and hear how her and Arsenio was just interacting and doing what they do best, and that's entertain. Also, make sure you get on over to UrbanHangout.com June 25th through 27th, I think it is. You guys know it's the Urban Hangover Part 3. Urban professionals from all over the U.S. gather there annually at Planet Hollywood for the biggest party. Relax, unwind, and it's Vegas style. So UrbanHangover.com. So as I was saying, today's show is sponsored by Audible.com. And those that are not aware, Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the Internet. It allows you to choose the audio version of your favorite book, and they have a library of over 15,000 titles. Two books I recommend to go ahead and check out, since we are talking money and finance and wealth and taxes and North Georgia Solution and PSR. We're talking money today. So I say get on over to audibletrial.com/buildgrowenjoy. Check out Rich Dad Advisors, Tax-Free Wealth, How to Build Massive Wealth by Permanently Lowering Your Taxes by Tom Wheelwright. In addition, the second title that I recommend is Winning the Loser's Game, Timeless Strategies. There goes that key word again that Debbie was just saying, and also, you know, I always say it, Strategy for Successful Investing by Charles B. Ellis. So you can head on over there. Our sponsor today is offering a free audiobook, also a free 30-day trial, so you can't beat that. And you can listen on your iPhone, your Android, your tablets, whenever, wherever. Very convenient for the lifestyle that we live today. Now, Debbie, back to all of your awesome, awesome, awesome January tips. Let's get right into the
Audible. Let me go back to Audible.com. What's that site again to get the free book with Build, Grow, and Enjoy?
It's audibletrial.com/buildgrowenjoy.
There you go. Build, Grow, Enjoy, not and enjoy.
Yeah, they took the and out. Just kind of like, let's get that transition. But we want to hear from
Great company. How to get paid on time.
Yes, how to get paid on time. That's what we want to hear.
And getting paid on time is a bigger and bigger deal. It's challenging to collect receivables when people are down on, when they're down and their sales are down. But you got to strengthen your collection procedures. You got to know that it hurts you, it hurts your family when you don't get paid. And so there are some things that you can do to improve your cash flow, tighten up your credit collections policies. The first thing is to make sure to define your policy in advance with your customer so that your customer knows what they are. Define them and stick to them. You shouldn't sell to customers who aren't creditworthy. And once they've become delinquent, you shouldn't keep working with them. Cut them off. I once worked with a guy whose motto was no money, no honey. And, man, he was strict about it. It was funny to hear some of the stories he told. But it comes back to, you got to get paid. If you're not, if you can afford for it to be a hobby, then that's great. Then you lose all your tax deductions. It's a hobby. You're doing it for the love of what you're doing. If it's a business, you got to get paid for it. clearly delineate what your salespeople are allowed to say and what they're not allowed to say. Don't let them loosen up your credit terms. These are our terms. You know, do an advance, net 30, net 15. You get a discount if you pay net 10. These are the terms. They don't get a discount if they pay on net 15. Make sure, define your policy, and then follow your policy. And then have a system of controls for checking out a potential customer's credit. That could be run a DMV report, which is done a Matt Bradstreet report. Do credit checks from other vendors to see that they're paying on time. And if there's not any clear communication between accounting and sales, you've got to put those lines of communication in place so that if a customer gets delinquent on their on paying their bills, that your sales department is basically your advocate out in the field to say, hey, listen, we've got this. You've got these open invoices. We value you as a customer, but you understand that we've got to pay our bills as well, and you know, please get this payment in. And explain clearly what your payment policy is. Invoices themselves need to say, here is what your terms are. Make sure that your invoices include a telephone number and a website address so that if somebody's got a question, they can call you. I cannot tell you how many times that I have been at a client's office where I had a question for the vendor, and I'm looking on the invoice, and it doesn't have a phone number, and it doesn't have a website, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? And then, you know, that's extra time. Let your customers contact you. If they have a legitimate dispute, they may not pay what they think they owe because they're trying to contact you, and you've made it hard. Get your invoices out as quickly as you can. The faster invoices get sent, the faster you receive payments. For most businesses, best to send an invoice with a shipment rather than afterwards in a separate mailing. So if you're sending out a box of W-2s, I just had someone member of my staff looking at W-2s. If you're sending out W-2s, send an invoice with the W-2s. If you're sending out books, send an invoice with the books. And that way they know. You know they signed for the package, so you know they got your invoice, and there's no getting through with it. And then follow through on your stated terms. Yeah,
I know you strategy. Strategy.
Strategy. It's all about the strategy. And then follow through on your terms. If your policy says that late payers will go to collection after 60 days, then send them to collection after 60 days. If I know that I can take advantage of you, and that being I, the roughly, if your customer knows that he can take advantage of you and not pay you, guess what? He's going to take advantage of you, and he's going to not pay you. And if he knows that he may not pay you, he's going to get sent to collections, and it's going to ding his credit, guess what? You move to the top of the list.
Right.
So.
Right.
So, you know, make sure, follow through on those terms. And then train your staff. We keep hitting on this. Train your staff appropriately. The person who is designated to call delinquent customers must be apprised of the seriousness and professionalism required for that task. And that means that he becomes familiar. You don't just pick up the phone and call and not know what it's about. Pick up the phone, call them. Be aware of their payment history. Be able to say to them, we know you've paid on time in the past, and you must be having some kind of problems now, but we'd like you to contact us. And, you know, speak to them. Only speak to the person who has the authority to make the payment. This is a frustrating thing. When we're helping clients with workouts, they want to send this to the secretary of the guy who's the decision maker, and the secretary of the guy who's the decision maker is the wrong person. We need to be talking to the decision maker. We don't need to talk to the credit manager. We need to talk to the guy, the CFO, the president, whoever that guy may be. And I use guy roughly, guy meaning guy or gal. But we need to know what's going on, and we need to be able to say, boom, here's the deal. If you pay us this, we'll that. Bam, bam, bam. And if you don't, then that's it. You got to cut them off. You got to demand the payment in plain, non-apologetic terms. It's funny to me how often people will go, you know, gosh, we're sorry to have to call you. You know, you're only sorry to have to call him because you don't have your money. But You proudly do what you do for a living. You proudly do what you do to get paid for it. Don't be afraid to get paid for it. So when you call up, you have to say, listen, your invoice was for this, and we sent it on this date, and the invoice was sent, and the due date was 3 weeks ago, and you've got to pay it. And it's just plain, it's non-apologetic, it's not personal, boom, it's business. If they offer to make a payment, ask for specific dates and terms. If no payment is offered, tell them what the consequences will be. We will send you to collections. We will sue you. We will turn it over to an attorney. We will discontinue providing product or services in the future. Take notes on the conversation, because if it comes back later, if you do have to go to an attorney, then you got to go back and you got to be able to say on such and such a date and such a time, it really bolsters your case. And then if they promise to make a payment and they don't make a payment, review the notes, follow up on the notes, call, and do what you said you would do. I'm sorry, but you have left us with no choice but to turn you over to collections or to refer you to counsel. Don't be afraid. I don't know where somewhere along the line somebody said that it was not okay to make money. It's okay to make money. It's okay to get paid for what you do. Not only that, but your family depends upon you to get paid for what you do. Bam. And that is how you get paid.
Yes. The word, get on it. Get on it. Tax brackets, deductions, and exemptions for 2014.
Tax, we mentioned earlier on the show today that in 2014, and personal exemptions and standard deductions will go up. It's statutory. It's based on law. But for 2014, the personal and dependent exemption is $3,950 in 2014. In 2013, it's $3,900 per you, your spouse, and your dependents. That could be your dependent children. It could be your dependent parents, whoever qualifies for a dependent. The standard deduction is $12,400 for married couples filing jointly, again, in 2014. And I don't really want to go through the numbers. Let me refer you to the newsletter, tsrtax.com or thesellingreport.com. Look at the newsletter. Look these up. The standard deduction, and I'm going to stop and say, I just was meeting with a client for whom we do financial advisory services, and she was saying, gosh, we didn't make any very much money in 1 year, and are we required to file a tax return? And the short answer is, if your income is less than your standard deduction, then you're not required to file a tax return, but the IRS can come back at any time and tell you that they've calculated that you owe them money, and you have to prove that you didn't. So we encourage you to file a tax return anyway. Something new that we're offering this year, Khaleesi, I don't think you know this, and it's only available on our website, ngtaxsolutions.com. That's NG for North Georgia, Tax Solutions, not one solution. We have many solutions. We've done this whole show about tax solutions. So ngtaxsolutions.com, there's a big red box on the left-hand side where we'll let you prepare your own return online. If you think that you are qualified to, or if you think that your situation is easy enough that you want to do it yourself. So this is one of those situations. If you've got very little income, you want to file it online, it's the cheapest prices out there, which we don't typically compete on price, but if you prepare it yourself, you can file as many states as you want for the lowest price in the industry, $17 less than all our competitors. And they charge you per state. We charge one fee for all states. So it's $17 less for one state, and then it's free for all of the other states. So ngtaxsolutions.com, North Georgia Tax Solutions. Tax brackets. We talked earlier about what the tax brackets are. And again, I don't want to go into it because, gosh, it's just technical. Go to the newsletter, which you can see at ngtaxsolutions.com, tsrtax.com, thesellingreport.com, gosh darn it. You can see it everywhere.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And just to highlight again, no, I did not. I did see that red banner on there, prepare your return online, but now that you're breaking it down, that is awesome. Awesome. awesome program you guys have, and I don't know if anyone could do that, so that is a good group. And I also want to highlight again, in case those that are listening missed it, you have the most creative tax deduction contest where Debbie earlier was explaining to us. They have the 2013 return done for free, win, and they'll do it for free up to $250 value or take $250 off of your business return. You can go to ngtaxsolutions.com and just go ahead and submit your, you'll see the big box on the front of the page, and then your name, your email, mobile number, and your creative tax deduction idea, and then I guess you will wait to see if you are a winner. But that is an awesome, awesome contest you guys have, Debbie.
Thanks. We're very
excited.
I can imagine what you're going to get. It's fun. The things that are already coming in are just very creative. So it's a good way for us to get our minds rolling around as well. We also pay a $50 referral fee. So if you're a client, if you're listening, pay a $50 referral fee for anybody you send our way. So, yeah, that's just free money.
Debbie, go ahead and let everyone know how they can contact you once again, and also your social media followings, and so they know how to reach you and follow you.
Please contact us. You can reach us by phone at 770-735-3336. If you're in North Georgia, we have two locations now. We have an office in Canton and an office in Marietta. You can see our locations by going to our website at ngtaxsolutions.com. You can enter our contest there that Kalicia just mentioned about your most creative tax deduction that you've taken, and get up to $250 off of your tax return. We also can be reached at tfrtax.com. That stands for the Snelling Report, which is the name of our newsletter. And we have the website called thesnellingreport.com. Follow us on Facebook. Go to our Facebook group called Tax Tips for Small Business. And it's a great group. We've got 3,096 members, so we're doing something right in our Facebook group. We post great tips there. We post great tips, and I've been stunned by how many tax preparers follow us on that group. We posted something the other day, and a tax preparer asked me if I could share. Asked me if it was all right for them to share it. I said, please share it, as long as you give us the credit for where the idea came from. You know, they were all right with that because it was stuff that other tax preparers did not know. So that's Facebook, Tax Tips for Small Business. And again, call us, email us, Debbie@ngtaxsolutions.com. On any of the websites, there's a link to send us an email. So send us an email. Yeah, well, how many more creative ideas that you want? You got Kalicia getting you a free audio book so that while you're in your car listening to us through your iPod, that you can download your free audio book from audible.com.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Debbie, what's going on with the Atlanta Business Mixer? Do you guys have the date for February?
I tell you what, we've really scaled that back. I got sick right before Christmas, and, you know, my now patented cough, so we've had to scale back. I actually need a partner so that we can get the mixer running again. So please contact us if you're interested in helping us run the Atlanta Business Mixer. We'd like to get an event up and running in February, and we need partners who can do the marketing and help us to sell it, because when I'm down sick, all I can do is try to get healthy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you definitely get better, Diva, and as I said, you look fast and 11 Alive. Love, love, love the show. It's always a pleasure to have you here on BGE Radio, and we look forward to having you next month.
I can't wait. I love coming to talk to you.
And there you guys have it, Debbie Snelling, The Snelling Report, TSR. Consulting North Georgia Tax Solutions. Yes, that's plural. Tax and financial tips that put you on the path of financial success. As mentioned, North Georgia Tax Solution is for TSR. They're having the most creative tax deduction contest, so that's a great way to get some money towards doing those returns. Win, and North Georgia Tax Solutions will do your 2013 returns for free up to $250 value or take $250 off of your business return, and that is a great amount to have. And as mentioned, yes, audible.com. You can listen on your iPod, your Android, your tablet, in your cars, on the subway, on the airplane, whatever you want to do, Audible Trial, AUDIBLETORIAL.com/buildgrowenjoy. There's no and in it. Free audiobook today and a 30-day trial. Sign up. Thank you, Audible. That's awesome if you sign up today. Definitely head on over and to audible.com and take advantage of that free offer. You know, free is always, 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 always great. And our sponsor has entitled each of you as listeners to that the free offer of the free audiobook and the 30-day trial. So, get to podcasting, you know, get your books. I gave you the two titles of two great books I think you should check out. And definitely you should. Rich Dad's Advisor, Tax-Free Wealth, How to Build Massive Wealth by Permanently Lowering Your Taxes by Tom Wheelwright, Winning the Loser Game, Timeless Strategies for Successful Investing by Charles Ellis. So that's audibletrial.com/buildgrowenjoy. And, of course, you give me all this information, including information for the Snelling Report and Debbie Snelling. You can check out the 11 Alive interview she had all on buildgrowenjoy.com. And that's going to actually conclude our show for today. Be sure to check out the next show with all of All Things Charity, many of you guys. And those that don't know, we're doing some exclusive broadcasts to get you guys to learn more about the state of philanthropy, because there's so many people out there in the nonprofit world that you're going to hear from the top, one of the leading philanthropists here in the nation, also a wealth advisor for a Fortune 500 company, and that's Rick Rosman out of Los Angeles, California. All Things Charity. We're going to have a series of shows come on to BGE Radio to teach you guys or let you guys know, you know, the state of philanthropy, as I said. Also highlight some organizations that's out there making a huge difference throughout our community and just tell you ways that you can get involved. So on the next show with Rick Rosman, Tuesday 1/21/2014 at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, you can join Rick. He has an awesome, awesome guest, Maya. She is the founder and president of Circle of Charity Foundation. Miss Maya has been active in charitable work all of her life. She is the founder of the Circle of Charities Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization which promotes local charities throughout the Los Angeles area. She is also the CEO of Circle of Charities LLC, which is a consulting company which raises money for the charities in the circle. She is part owner also, for those that are in LA, you guys know this, VP of Harvel's, a live music venue located in Santa Monica and downtown Long Beach, and she has that to help increase high-quality arts programming for inner-city youth. You guys are going to love to hear, you know, what she has to share. She is one powerhouse and just so positive, and you can just learn a lot and very, very inspirational. So be sure to tune in this Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, January 21st, 2014, for that exclusive broadcast with host Rick Rosman, All Things Charity. And, of course, you know, be on the lookout for the schedule. We have some big organizations, some awesome people that are going to be highlighted through his show. I mean, it's just like mind-blowing. I can't even mention it until I get that release. So it's going to be absolutely awesome. You know, we really, really is appreciative to have Rick, because, you know, in the world of philanthropy, so many are just don't know what directions to take. And if they raise money for their foundations or their nonprofits or their charity, and one person that knows is Mr. Rob. So definitely tune in on Tuesday to that show, and be sure to get on over to audibletrial.com/buildgrowenjoy for your free audiobook and 30-day trial today. Have an awesome rest of your week, everyone, and thank you for listening. None of this can be possible without you, and I leave you with this quote: there is no nobility in poverty. Build, grow, and enjoy. Have a great day, everyone.